I'm Stephen Thomas, and I manage the Processor Tech Marketing Group in our business client group in Oregon. Our team is responsible for working with our customers, providing technical collateral and training to get their products to market. And what I'll be talking about today is the high-end desktop version of Nehalem, which is known as Bloomfield. The first thing is we've got 8 processing threads. This is using our simultaneous multi-threading. So each of the cores, and we have 4 cores on this machine, can execute 2 software threads at the same time. Another thing that I wanted to emphasize is the cache architecture that we have for this product and the major changes that we made with Bloomfield that are different than Core. Adaptive thermal monitor, that allows us to reduce the power, not have a part that's too hot, but do it in a way that doesn't compromise the performance. So this is another key advance that we have with the Bloomfield microarchitecture. So the CPU sockets, a key difference between the Conroe, the core generation, and the new generation. As you can see, we need a lot more pins, and that's to support the memory controller, because the memory sits right off of the processor. Having that memory sitting right off of the processor is giving us tremendous bandwidth and reducing the latency, because you don't have to go all the way out through another component to get to memory. What are the key differences and what's the same if you compare this high-end desktop platform to previous generations of high-end desktop platform? The big differences, we've got the backplate that's different, different socket, more pins, different load mechanism, 3 channels of integrated DDR3 memory. The ICH9 is replaced by the ICH10. But we kept a lot of things the same. We've got the 130-watt TDP. A lot of the I.O. connections are the same as the previous generation. And we've got 2x16 graphics support in addition to the 4x8 and some other configurations that you can use. This is the first desktop platform that's using the QPI interface. Now, as I mentioned, we're trying to maintain the same stack up and thermal envelope that we used within that 130-watt thermal envelope to reuse as many components as possible, keep it as similar as possible to the previous high-end desktop, but getting you new advanced levels of performance.